live, and we are launching into the second hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves, dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Tonight, we're doing something a little bit different. We're having a guest on the program. Normally, it's open phones all the time, and we will get back to the open phones here in a moment, but calls for our guest will take priority at this point. We've got Alex Jones with us, who is – he's a man – for our listeners just tuning in, he's a man who's been in, I think, relatively high demand. Most people don't even send us guest requests on Free Talk Live, but I've heard Alex Jones' name more often than a lot of others in the last several years. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the last hour, I'm familiar with his work. The guy does a great job of taking a look at, or I should say you, because you're here with us, Alex. But you do a great job of keeping an eye on the police state, and you cite your sources. And man, you've got them down. And in fact, you've got a number of different websites, not just Infowars.com, as you mentioned briefly. PrisonPlanet.com is another one, but. You're huge online. You've got a number of radio stations on as well for your show. And of course, people can go and listen to it at their leisure. But thanks for sticking with us here, by the way.
Oh, you bet. I love being here. And, you know, the thing I'm most proud of is the fact that I do give my films out for free. People can always get DVD copies of The Obama Deception or Fall of the Republic.
I think that's great. When I found that out, I was really impressed, because that's our business model here. And, you know, we give our show out for free, and then, you know, we accept contributions and things like that.
How do you make money on them, Alex?
Well, I mean, again, when I first got on the air 15 years ago, I started out on Access TV, and within about 6 months, I had a local radio show. And I didn't want to write a newsletter telling people that international bodies were taking over our national parks and that I had the executive orders and the documents and the congressional hearings. People wouldn't believe it when I read the actual legislation on air. So I drove around and showed actually what was happening. The United Nations taking over the national parks and the buffer zones, and as part of collateral on the national debt. And in that first film in 97, I also showed, the thumb scanning protests that you talked about at the DPS, the state police office where I was arrested, and a few other things. And I just wanted people to see it. And so I was airing it locally on Access TV, and I told listeners, I said, if you are on Access, I'll even mail you a copy. And then I got hundreds of requests, and I couldn't even pay to make the copies because I was living in a tiny, apartment, probably 500 square feet or something. And so I said, okay, I'll dub some and sell them. And then thousands of people bought it. And so that then bankrolled making future films, but I never changed the model of offering the films for free and saying, if you get a video, a VHS, or a DVD, please make copies, have viewing parties, put it on Access TV, give it to people. And then, of course, when YouTube and Google and all the other video, going back 12, 13 years ago, I had some of the first viral films online for people that knew how to get it. But in the last 6-7 years, we've reached conservatively, this is very conservative, over 200 million people on YouTube and Google, and then they feed countless other video sites. And so we're reaching tens of millions of people just through the internet, just with videos every month. And so I wouldn't sell that for $1 billion.
Yeah, when you reach those kind of numbers, I mean, inevitably people are going to find out they like what you're doing, and they're going to support you, and they appreciate that you put your stuff out there for free. All right, Alex, let's continue with the phone calls here, because people have been waiting patiently.
Let's do it.
They want to get on the air here and talk to you. And let's go to Contractor Jim, listening in Ohio to WCER. Hello, Jim.
Hello. First of all, I'd like to make a thank you and a suggestion to Alex while you have him online there. I thank him very much for putting on Paul Craig Roberts and Red Beckman. I've equated with Red since the 1980s.
And, I've seen Paul Craig Roberts stuff on LouRockwell.com, and he's very good. Go ahead with your other thoughts.
He's also from the Southern States, which gives a nice perspective on American history. I was really calling in about nonviolent means of protest, and I'll probably do that another day.
I'd rather talk about that. I think that's a great topic. It ties right into what we were discussing earlier about peaceful solutions.
I wish also, while I have the opportunity to mention, I think Lauren said she was listening from down there in Nelsonville. I don't know what station that is, but if you'll contact WCER.us or WCERAM, or the website's WCER.us here in Canton area, we'd love to have contact information. We'll link her into some of the other Buckeye activities up here.
Are you? Do you work with the radio station?
I've been in the studio. I could tell you some of the history of what's going on there. And for instance,
okay. Let's just move on to the topic of discussion here.
Right. Okay. A few weeks ago, you were interviewing somebody from Colorado. He'd been at his girlfriend's home, and the police came in and started interviewing and questioning him without any real prerogative to do that, see? And then another comment was made of somebody calling in that day about what would they do if they saw the police beating up on somebody. What are they supposed to do? Well, I would suggest go back to the very, very basic concept. You're a whistleblower. Everybody ought to have a whistle. Find out, even the women especially that would associate with your rebellious activity or revolutionary activity, they have to have a whistle. And try to find one of the good 90 or 100 decibels if you can. But if you had a half dozen people at 3-second intervals blasting on those whistles, they're shifting the attention from one mouth to the next as the sound's emitted. And it's also an opportunity to direct the police away from whatever.
By the way, I've seen activists at city councils or even in congressional hearings or state house hearings. If you want, I mean, let's say you're about to heckle, which is a great way to get some alternative information in and kind of get through the mainstream media Berlin Wall. Blow on a whistle, then everybody gives you their full attention, then you can make your announcement. They are a devastating weapon in the info war for truth.
It's an interesting suggestion.
Even more powerful than the bullhorn.
I think that maybe combining that with having video cameras, if somebody's doing a beatdown. Thank you, Jim, for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. But if you've got the police that are hurting somebody, the police that are doing something outrageous.
Oh, of course. I mean, the video camera is the ultimate weapon.
Right.
I was specifically in the info war that's peaceful. I was just saying for political activism overall, a whistle is
you're going to get immediate attention in your vicinity with a whistle, and I think there's an importance to that.
And they're not very expensive, so when the cops take you off to jail and keep your whistle,
no big deal.
It's no big deal.
I agree. I think it's a great way to get attention in a certain vicinity and then to get attention worldwide. One of the most useful tools, I don't know if you've come across this yet, Alex, I'm sure you have, quick.com, are you familiar?
No, I'm not.
Oh, you're going to love this. QIK.com. Do you have one of the smartphones?
Oh, you're talking about using iPhone technology to dial in live stream. Sure.
It's free. The website, you know, lets anybody with a smartphone, whether BlackBerry, iPhone, Android, you name it, they've got different phones, a whole bunch of phones that support it. You go to their website, you download the app for the phone, you install it, and then literally once you're logged in on the app, it's one touch, like two touches, and you are broadcasting, as long as you've got a cell phone signal,
That more, because going back about 3 years ago, I did a lot of that, you know, the laptop and stuff, but now that's what happened with the Gaza raid on the main ship, is people had one of those apps, and that was the only feed that got out to show the commandos coming onto the ship. So what's the website again?
It's QIK, quick.com, QIK.com. It's a great tool.
And it changes the game, too, because when I'm broadcasting with Quick, I make it a point to tell them. They'll say, oh, you can't record me, turn that off. And I'll let them know, look, I'm not recording you. I'm broadcasting live. There are people watching this right now. And it really sort of cleans up their attitude.
We can't take his camera. Because that's the real change is that if they snag...
I was talking about that today. This is instantaneous. And it's police are still in the 5-10-year-old paradigm of, oh, I can just take this camera and I win. But now so many people are using those live stream services. In fact, my IT guys out there listening right now, I want to do a YouTube video about quick.com.
Yeah, please do.
I've been meaning to do that. And,
for me, it was my impetus into getting a smartphone. I never really thought, I don't want a smartphone. I don't need to check my email, et cetera, et cetera. I always had these excuses. And then I found out about quick.com, and I said, wow, I can't afford not to have this. So I spent the extra $40 a month, went up to the data plan, and
now,
I got
it. Now, does it archive it, though? Because I know there's some sites that you can also...
Saying what Sam said isn't a good idea. You don't want to say you're not recording because you are recording to your phone, but it's also broadcasting at the same time. So not only is it recorded on your phone, but it's also archived on their server.
Yeah, what you say is you have no reasonable perception of privacy. I am recording you, and I'm broadcasting live.
Yes, absolutely. Hang on, Alex. More coming back. You can link it to a YouTube account, so it automatically blasts out to your YouTube as well. You can link it to all kinds of places. Great stuff.
Hey, America, how do you use WebEx?
We use WebEx for our fantasy baseball draft.
I use WebEx to record meetings, so anyone who misses it can see it, hear it, and get up to speed quickly.
My son came home from school sick yesterday. Thanks to WebEx, I didn't miss the client meeting. I saw everything right on my cell phone.
Got an idea? Start a WebEx. Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, cross town or cross country. Share presentations. Conduct training sessions. You can even pass the ball and let others take control. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code FREE TRIAL to get a free trial and a free VoIP headset. Remember that code, FREE TRIAL. WebEx from Cisco, WebEx.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details. Go to WebEx.com and click the radio graphic and enter promo code FREE TRIAL.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by a quarter of a million healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
HempUSA.org urges everyone to plan ahead for possible food shortages in the future. We offer this dense, nutrient-storable food directly from the farm to your door. What the world needs is our energy-packed hemp food in a storable, portable form that can easily and quickly be picked up for travel. This food contains readily available protein, amino acids, essential fatty acids, digestive enzymes, and major minerals. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. And with prices rising in every sector, the investment in your future is critical to have some storable food available. It wasn't raining when Noah built the ark, so be practical and be wise. Call 908-691-2608 and place your order today. If food shortages don't come, you can always rotate our hemp foods back into your daily food supply. To place your order, learn more, and see numerous other great products, visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it is Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free. You want to be kept up to date with what's going on with the show, you can go and get on our news updates list. You can either follow us via email or Twitter or Facebook or any combo of the above. Enjoy them all over at news.freetalklive.com. Get signed up. It's all free. That's news.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we've got our special guest, with us who is hanging on extra time to take your phone calls here. We've been talking with Alex Jones from Infowars.com, covering a lot of some of the similarities we have, touching on some of the differences. And I know they are out there. And I appreciate your time with us tonight. Alex, are you still there?
I'm here. Thanks for having me. Let's
do it. Excellent. Infowars.com, again, your website. By the way, I want to tell you a little bit about the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Alex, you mentioned the Free State Project earlier in the show tonight. And, of course, as our listeners know, the Free State Project is a longtime sponsor of Free Talk Live. But we were supporting them long before they became a sponsor of the show. In fact, Mark, Sam, and myself all made the move to New Hampshire from across the country. Sam, you came from Texas. Mark and myself from Florida. We made the move. Mark and I came in 06, Sam just last year, and it's been an amazing experience. We came together with hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people, people who are willing to not just be of a liberty mindset, but to actually do some of the things we've been talking about, standing up, pulling their kids out of the government schools, refusing to obey, getting involved in the political system, and doing all kinds of different things, creating our own media as well. So there's so much happening here, and a lot of the people that we talk about on this show from the Free State Project are coming together. I mean, more so than they already are up here in New Hampshire, because the project has just begun. Only a few hundred have moved. Over 10,000 have pledged to move, and we want to hit 20,000.
And as the United States accelerates its collapse, that's going to drive people even closer together.
Of course. Yeah. Absolutely. So the Porcupine Freedom Festival is happening next month. It's June 24th through the 27th. People can go to porkfest2010.com to learn more about it, but it's an amazing camping kind of an event that happens at Rogers Campground in northern New Hampshire. Beautiful Lancaster right next to the White Mountains. It's an absolutely exquisite location, but the best part is that you're around hundreds of other like-minded people engaging in everything from family activities to Buzz's big gay dance party that's going to be happening. So it's going to be a whole gamut of activities and fun and socializing and getting to know people who will soon be your neighbors. If you aren't already in New Hampshire, these are the people that are, a lot of them are planning on moving. Some of them are still thinking about it. And a lot of times when they come to Porkfest, they're done thinking. They've made their decision because it's just such an amazing experience. Being around hundreds of others who are of like mind, It's an incredible event. Go to porkfest2010.com to learn more about it. That's Porkfest with a C, Porkfest 2010. Let's continue with your phone calls here for Alex Jones. He's with us from Infowars.com as we talk to Gilberto in El Paso. You're on Free Talk Live. Gilberto.
Yes, hello, fellas. Hey. I wanted to say, I usually love Alex Jones, but just as of late, I just completely disagree with him, and I wanted to voice that out. Am I on?
You are, and you're on with Alex. Gilberto? Hello? Going once? Gilberto going twice? Oh, that's a shame.
Apparently. I hope he can get back in. I mean, maybe he thought we were not listening to him, but...
I don't know what happened there, and it certainly wasn't anything anyone did on purpose.
Oh, he's back.
Is he back?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Here you are. Go ahead.
Yeah. I agree with him on the banks. I agree with him on 9/11. I agree with him on mostly everything, but just on immigration, I just can't stand him. I can't bear to listen to him. He sounds like Ann Coulter on steroids, is what I keep saying. And what the problem I have is that Smedley Butler, you guys mentioned yesterday, said that the U.S. corporations, or actually international corporations, have stolen everything from Mexico and Latin America. That's the problem. To take it out on the immigrants who are only responding to the injustice that was done to them is just ludicrous, in my opinion. And also, to say that we can't handle everybody, that we can't let everybody in, that's not, you know, the solution is to go against the people that have stolen everything from Mexico and from Latin America, not to go against the immigrants. And also, just really quick, I just don't get how he's attacking liberation theology in that.
All right, I don't know what that is. Let's just focus on the immigration.
All right, let me comment on this, okay? Listen. And sometimes I'm not as nuanced on this as I should be, and if I do contribute to division at certain levels, that's destructive, and I apologize that my message sometimes is not clear, okay, because I talk about how J.P. Morgan Chase and others back in the early 90s with Salinas and others engineered the financial collapse there like they're engineering it here. And I know that it is taught in Latin America that the United States, with gunboat diplomacy and other things, has looted Mexico and other parts of Latin America. But if you go back and study it, it's the very same mega banking corporations that are setting up the world government as an extraction mechanism to rob more people are the ones that have done it. And it's those very same mega corporations that have set up the Security and Prosperity Partnership, that are setting up the fledgling North American Union. They want open borders, not to just exploit like NAFTA and GATT has done to Mexico. It's devastated Mexico. But to then destroy wages in the United States so there's nowhere to run and lower everything to the level of China. That's globalization. So the New World Order, the globalists, the Fortune 100 are the biggest supporters of wide open borders. My issue is I would love to back a peaceful takeover of Mexico by the people, or I would certainly back them standing up in any permutation against tyranny down there. And I would love it to be a free society and closer to what America is. I'll tell you this. If Mexico was better than the U.S. and had lower taxes and you know, more liberty and less corruption and more freedom and more Second Amendment, I'd go down there and live with the people down there. I'm not scared of brown people. I'm scared of the fact that in the statistics I've seen, more than 90% of recent immigrants that become legalized and then citizens vote for the welfare state. They vote for the big government. They vote to take my guns.
It's a problem with the system, and the solution, of course, is not to ban people from coming here or for to ask government to stop them from coming here, because that will never work. Prohibition never works.
Yeah, but the government, listen, there's 6 billion people.
Alex,
we can't take all 6 billion here.
Clearly not, and there's an economic factor involved. Number one, not everybody's going to move quickly. And number two, as countries start to lose people, they'll realize it and hopefully move in a more pro-freedom direction in order to retain them.
Yeah, well,
and,
we get about a billion people here, and we look like, you know, the worst cities of India.
This is such a big issue, Alex, and I know we cannot address it appropriately in the next minute and a half here or less. And
Stay longer then. I'll just stay the whole show. How's that sound?
Well,
no, you want to kick me out of here. Listen, it's been great being on.
I don't mind having you on again. Or really, what I'd like to do maybe is really get into this one issue with you at some point, whether it's us appearing on your show or however you want to handle that. But this is the most important issue facing America
now. I think that's a good idea. I would like to have you guys both on to have a discussion with me someday about just the immigration issue. And that
great.
Can come.
Let's do that, because we spend hours on Saturday nights. If somebody mentions immigration, it's like opening the Pandora's box.
It's like a cage match.
Because Free Talk Live, while I understand where you're coming from, I think there's so much misinformation out there about this issue that it deserserves to be corrected,
sure.
And we can't do it in 30 seconds. I want to thank you so much for your time that you shared with us here tonight.
Hey, I want to thank you for having me on, and it was great, and I enjoy listening to Free Talk Live. God bless everybody out there. Death to the New World Order. We shall prevail. Infowars.com.
You are a real pro, Alex.
Alex, thanks for the time tonight, and again, that is Infowars.com. We'll come back with more, and don't hesitate to reach out anytime we can be of assistance. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Fatigue, headaches, allergies and asthma, chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact. Our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. And healthy, purified, clean air to gain. Call us at 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish Ratchet M10 gas masks are 3 for $30. And Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com. The Maine name in military supply.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. One of the features we have there is our webcam. It is available to you around the clock. Well, the cam itself isn't, but the audio is there. The cam is only visible when we're live on the air, but the audio from the Liberty Radio Network is there all the time. And it's all free. When we're live, you'll be able to see the show and chat at the same time because we've got a chat room that's attached to the very same page. So you can watch, listen, and interact with other listeners at cam.freetalklive.com. The cam, by the way, brought to you by memorydealers.com.
Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPacks, and X2s that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. And they're up to 99% off list price. I've seen the list price on these, and they are, in fact, up to 99% off. And the ones that aren't 99% off are like 60%. So you get these optical transceivers, and you can even have them private labeled for your own company. In stock, ready to ship via overnight delivery, memorydealers.com. It's memorydealers.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. I just was chuckling before we went on the air because I eyeballed the chat, and there was somebody in there, and I don't know how this happened, and maybe it's just a pranker, but somebody came into our chat with his caps lock key locked on and says, "I'm only here because I can't find Michael Savage's website." Boy, did you take a wrong turn at Albuquerque. Anyway, 800-259-9231. We continue here, and we go to your calls. Dino is in Japan. You're on Free Talk Live, Dino, with Ian, Sam, and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Dino.
It's been a while. Listen, man, that was great. It just totally discombobulated me when I clocked in, when I clicked on you guys, and you had Alex Jones on there. Reason why is I listen to Alex Jones for the problems. He presents the problems. He basically lay it out what's really going on around the world and in America, and then I turn you guys on for the solution. So it was great, and I'm looking forward to hearing when you guys are going to be on the Alex Jones show. But one thing I wanted to pass by you, did you have a chance to look at the couch potato revolt?
What is that?
No.
Did you tell us about it before and we don't remember?
I did put something up on your website, actually, about it.
It sounds vaguely familiar. Go ahead and listen to let our listeners know, and me too, what it is you're talking about.
Okay. The couch potato revolt is action that I gave a name to. Actually, it was an idea that I heard a guy named Max Kaiser. I don't know if you ever heard of Max Kaiser.
Yeah.
Max Kaiser is a finance guru or something. But he's frequently on the Alex Jones show, and I once heard him pull this across. He says that the couch – well, he says not the couch potato revolt. That's my idea or my title for it. But he says that people should target – Fortune 500 companies, and it's done more or less like we just boycott one of those companies, and he always uses the Coca-Cola company as an example, and just take boycott them until their stocks drop down to zero.
And what's the purpose of that?
I'm sorry?
What is the purpose of that?
The purpose is basically to bring the attention to the globalists and to the multinational corporations that the people are basically taking their power back. It's to take, it's basically to swing the tide to the power of the people and put multinational corporations on notice.
That seems kind of
being targeted.
That seems kind of diluted to me, because when I go down to City Hall and tell them no, they notice right away, and you know they act upon it right then. If I just stop buying Coca-Cola, it seems like you would have to have just massive numbers before that's really going to sort of take hold and have any kind of measurable effect.
And have some kind of a media campaign to go along with it,
right,
to let people know exactly why that's happening.
Possibly, so. I'm sure it could be organized in such a way and structured in such a way to get their attention. But
well, organizing and structuring is easier said than done.
And why not just talk to them about the ideas of liberty and from a principled perspective where they can see for themselves the inefficiencies and the abuse of power and the corruption and graft and things that go on in government?
This actually kind of brings me back, and I'm glad you went here, Dino, because it brings me to a conversation I was having earlier this afternoon before the show. I was at my meeting with the other board of directors for the local cable access channel, and it was an executive meeting, so it really was really weren't very many of us there, and it ended up being an hour-long discussion about government and corporations. And actually, the guy that runs the channel, who I like a lot personally, we agree on a lot of things, except he believes that the corporations are the biggest problem, that business is the biggest problem. And you know, I was trying to point out to him that, well, it's the government that allows these businesses to be insulated from any kind of liability. The individuals who are behind the business are insulated and protected from liability for their actions and the actions of the people that are working as their company. And I think that's a big problem. And we both agreed that really the real issue, the root of all of this, is people, is individuals and their belief systems. Because if people didn't believe certain things about how aggression is appropriate and all that, we wouldn't have the government that we have today. Or if they didn't want to go along with it, if they refused to go along with it, a lot could change. So I think he agreed with me on that. But the main point that he was pushing was that this, you know, the corporations are the problem. And he asked me, why don't I focus on that? Why do I focus on the government? And it's because one of the reasons is because what Sam was talking about. You go down there, you refuse to pay taxes, you make an issue out of that. You've got something. You've already, if you as one person were to go down and refuse to pay the government or refuse to obey some sort of diktat, you've got something that's newsworthy. You've got something that's worthy of talking about, that the media is going to cover, that people around town are going to buzz about. Whereas if you're trying to take down some sort of Fortune 500 company by buying Pepsi instead of Coke, or just not buying Coke, like Sam's saying, there's no real significant message there. And what's the goal anyway? To put Coke out of business, or to put them on notice of what exactly? That you're not going to buy toothpaste anymore? Where do you end up going with that?
You make a good point, and I feel you about the government. As a matter of fact, in my article in the Couch Potato Revolt, I do address that as well. I mean, people, from where I come from, or from what I'm saying, is that the government will probably levy taxes against the people, and they will probably try to call for stability and, you know, people to go back out and to consume as they always want us to do. And those that don't want to pay the taxes, like you said, you could say no. And for those that say no, the government will probably lean more towards putting you behind bars, to which I would say, yeah, we would take every court to trial, directly to trial. Many people would. But you're asking me what the point would be. The point is basically these people that, you know, Alex Jones talked about, and of course you know about, these globalists are the ones that are destroying economies around the world, and they're basically bringing countries to their knees.
But they're doing it with the consent of the people. They're doing it, they get away with it all because people aren't willing to stand up and do anything about it. And I understand that what you're proposing is a real easy solution in that, hey, you don't have to buy Coke and you can make a difference. Well, maybe, if it all works out, if you get the promotions right, if you manage to actually have some level of success. And we've seen campaigns where people, it's Buy Nothing Day. We're going to show it to, you know, these corporations, we're not going to buy anything. And that never goes anywhere. It's just really just more of a rallying point for people that want to feel good about, you know, doing something, trying to make a difference. And I don't blame them for wanting to experience that feeling. I'm going to be critical where I think that the critique needs to be. And I've never seen a point to any of that stuff. And I see what your difference is, though. You're saying, well, let's focus on this one corporation. The idea that you'd be able to spread the word so far and so fast that, and I understand we've got the internet, but that that you'd be able to persuade people to not buy their favorite brands of soft drink, because there are plenty of people already that say, I don't like Coke and I don't like their products. So you don't have to persuade everybody. You just have to persuade the people that are using the Coca-Cola product on a regular basis to stop.
And let's not forget that Coca-Cola spends billions on its advertising around the world.
Let's not forget that caffeine's an addictive substance as well. I mean, you're talking about the equivalent, not quite, of getting a bunch of Marlboro smokers to say, all right, that's it, Philip Morris. We're going to stick it to you. Hey, thanks, Dino, for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. If you could even rally those people together, if you could get the word out effectively to them.
You'd have to make me believe that somehow that drinking Pepsi rather than Coke is worth my time.
Oh, they're big multinational.
I don't believe it.
I'm sure they would want you to buy from your regional bottler that is likely hired by Coca-Cola to do their business. I mean, it's such a mess. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Candy. For inspiring ideas for your next celebration, be sure to visit us at CelebrationCorner.com. You don't have to wait for a holiday to plan a festive meal. Celebrate anytime with a fun menu or creative theme. Invite friends for a roll-your-own sushi dinner, or surprise your family with a birthday cake when it's nobody's birthday. Fun is the name of the game, so make up a special reason of your own. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Saw Palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-360-8306. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. They include our listening options. We've got live streams, listen lines, webcam, and more. Plus, we've got our wiki as well. You can go to experience over 2,000 pages created by listeners just like you, wiki.freetalklive.com.
How soon do you want to start teaching that child special to you about the ideas of liberty? I figured I couldn't start soon enough. An Island Called Liberty is a picture book for children, and I'd say that's probably, you know, ages on up to six, you know, two to six. And I read it to Jack all the time. It's kind of like Ayn Rand meets Dr. Seuss. Its simple story, graceful rhymes, and beautiful illustrations on every page could make it one of any child's favorites. Go now to freemarketunderdog.com. See some of the samples there. Order today. 10% discount for listeners of Free Talk Live with coupon code FTL. An Island Called Liberty at freemarketunderdog.com.
All right, so we continue here and take your phone calls about what you want. Going to Jay in North Carolina. Jay, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Sam, and Mark.
Good evening.
Hey, Jay, what's on your mind tonight?
I'm a listener of Alex Jones, and I originally called in because I heard him on there, and I wanted to ask him some questions because he's produced a lot of films, and when a person, especially for me, when I'm given a lot of information, and I pay attention to that information, certain questions arise, and I need more information on, you know, what it was he was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if y'all can answer those questions or not.
We'll do our best.
Are you specifically talking about, like, ways to go find out the documents that he's referencing, things to look up?
No, I've already done that.
Okay.
In one of his films, Follow the Republic, I don't know how familiar y'all with that.
I've seen it.
Towards the end of it, he says, in part two of Follow the Republic, and I need to know, when is part two coming out? Or...
Yeah, that's definitely not a question that we can handle. This is Free Talk Live, and it's a completely different show.
Right.
We just had him on to discuss some issues.
All right. Well, maybe y'all can answer one question.
Okay, go ahead.
One of the things that I agree with Alex Jones is the impeaching of President Obama.
I will disagree with that one because I think it's one of the many futile political plans.
Well, I'm fine with the idea of impeaching him. However,
fine,
I think that I just don't think it'll ever happen.
It's a huge waste of time and effort.
It's a snipe hunt.
Well, I think the impeachment process in general has become a tactic that the red-blue game uses to just create this huge distraction that gets people focusing on nonsense.
Right, look
not
at how many people
anywhere.
Are trying to talk about how, well, he doesn't have a real birth certificate.
Yeah.
Okay, you're spending all of this time looking into this one issue of whether or not he's got a birth certificate. By the time you're done researching that, the term is going to be over. I mean,
And the state continues advancing and rolling,
right.
ramping
Even
up their police state.
Even if you're successful, this is what we really want to look at here with this idea, is whether it's the birth certificate thing or impeachment. Even if you're successful at even kicking him out of office somehow. Let's say you manage to get the political capital together to be able to do something like that in the corrupt place of Washington, D.C., which I think on its own is a pretty absurd idea. Even if you were able to do that, okay, then you've just paved the way for Joe Biden or whoever it is that's next in line or Dick Cheney or whoever the next power sicko is that will step in and fill those shoes. So what was all the effort expended for? Just so you could pat yourself on the back and say, ha-ha, we showed that Obama. Now we've got Joe Biden. Boy, are things really going to change? No. Any other thoughts for us, Jay?
I understand that, but my question is okay, you had discussed the process. What does it take to get a president impeached?
That's not the that's
nothing
not the
that
point.
You and I are going to be able to pull off.
Right. That's not the point of the discussion. Even if you could successfully do that, you haven't changed anything. You've changed a deck chair on the Titanic. I mean, you haven't done anything of significance. The real question you want to ask yourself is, what does it take to be free? Is not, we want a Republican or a Democrat or this and that in Washington, D.C. to pick who our masters are. The question is, if this is what you want, is what does it take to be free? Now, is that something that you want?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then we can get into some real answers that have some substance and significance behind them. As we mentioned earlier, like the Free State Project, it takes getting together with other people of a like mindset, getting active, being willing to get out there, put your views out and be heard and stand up for freedom. And it doesn't mean that everybody has to be civilly disobedient, but I think that's an important component, civil disobedience and non-cooperation and supporting those. Like if you can't do it yourself, supporting those people who are doing it, like through the CD Evolution Fund at cdevolution.org. So freestateproject.org is, I think, destination number one to learn about a brilliant concept in achieving liberty in our lifetime. But one of the more important ideas to get to escape from is, or it's very important to escape from, the idea of this red-blue mentality. You know, the idea that there's anything that could be done, I think, in Washington, D.C. to change Washington, D.C. in any kind of a way that would support freedom, I think, is really a fantasy. And that's based on having done some work in the political system and seeing how unwieldy it can be at even a state level. The federal government is that much more insulated. They're that much more of a good old boy network, and you just can't even begin to imagine what it would take to change their system. It's more likely that they're going to crash and burn before any kind of reform effort in any way has success, whether it be Ron Paul or whatever other magical horseman will ride in and save us all from the feds. I thank you for the thoughts and the time tonight, Jay. Appreciate the call at 800-259-9231. People getting together in the same geographic location and taking action, that's how change will happen. Because you have to saturate an idea. You have to, if freedom is important, and for me it is, so life, it's one of my most important things in life is to attain as much liberty as possible and enjoy my life. And I'm enjoying my life even while I'm not free, because that's important. But getting the ideas out there is critical. And if you have a bunch of people who believe those same ideas in one given geographic area, it's more likely those ideas will become popularized. Isn't that what we really want? Isn't that what liberty-minded people are really interested in? People getting the ideas of freedom? Well, they're not going to get it if you're just the one lone nut job, like I was, down in Sarasota, Florida, holding the honk if you hate taxes sign out at the side of the road and waving at people. Did I get a lot of honks? Hell yes, I did. Did it feel good for me? Yeah, you bet. I felt like I spent my day I spent all day there, all day long, from, you know, 9 a.m. to 6 in the evening, and I felt like, you know, I'd made a difference. Something has to happen. I've been out here all day long. I'm doing something. And it's true. I was doing far more than the average person. The average person was honking their horn. I was out waving the sign, but nothing changed, and the politicians sure didn't give a flip.
It's a matter of effectiveness to, you know, what are the results of your actions. And up here in New Hampshire, with all of these other activists around, we're constantly sort of brainstorming, coming up with new ideas.
Trying things and failing.
Yeah, trying things and failing. I mean, the first 420 arrests, we had people shouting, getting angry and in the face of the cops. And, you know, the next one was a little bit more calm and, you know, people were chanting things. And I think the next step that people want to take up here is to sit down in front of the police car and sing, you know, "We Shall Overcome," as they go and drag people off. And that is going to send such a powerful message, not just to the people who get to watch that and see it because there inevitably will be videographers there, but to the police themselves, because they're sitting there, you know, thinking, what are these people doing? Who would sit here and get arrested like this and dragged off?
They're not used to it. And it's more than just that. That's an important aspect. But you and I, Sam, we're going to meet the police chief tomorrow morning for our second breakfast with him, or coffee, in the morning. And that, I thought, was a very productive 2 hours the last time we did it.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't schedule any specific block of time. We just showed up and got into a conversation. And he doesn't agree with us on a lot of things, obviously. But this is how bridges are built. And, you know, you talk to people. And so that's something that's happening here that I don't think is really happening in a significant way in other places. So people coming together, reaching out to the people that are also out in the community, influencing them with a pro-liberty viewpoint and a pro-liberty mindset. You try doing something alone or with a handful of people where you are, and you will have virtually no effect. I know. I've tried it. Go ahead. Don't believe me. Try it for yourself. And when you get sick and tired of spinning your wheels, go to freestateproject.org and pledge to make the move to New Hampshire. That's what I did. 800-259-9231. But sometimes you just have to fail yourself, because it's, you know, I'm just a guy on the radio. What the hell do I know, right? Try it out. See what happens. Let us know how free you get. Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Hour 3 is coming up. You can bring up whatever you want.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumethin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumethinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumethinPlus.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.